Yes, they are. But there's widespread recognition amongst people who take this issue seriously that continuation of current patterns of fossil fuel use will lead us into very dangerous territory. The future of fossil fuels depends on making carbon capture and storage work so that you can use the fossil fuels without creating environmental damage, without changing our climate.
A carbon capture and storage, a couple of methods, aren't there? There's geosequestration, where they put it underground or use it to make other products. But it doesn't seem to be going anywhere fast.
Oh, it needs a lot of investment in research, development and commercialisation, especially commercialisation. The techniques are well known and the techniques work.
Let's take a look at coal. It's one of Australia's largest exports, of course, and the biggest user of coal in the world, our coal, is China. And I think around 80% of their electricity use is generated by coal. And that's really not going to change in any short period of time. Can we get China on board with major carbon capture and storage?
Oh, it can be changed. It's being changed. We had double-digit growth in coal use through the first 11 years of this century. Since then, it's down to 2012-13, on average, down to a few percent growth. With the balance being made up partly by greater energy efficiency, China putting a lot of effort into using less energy per unit of economic output. But most of the growth in, nearly all of the growth in China's use of electricity since 2011 has come from renewables. First of all, hydro, second wind, third is nuclear, most rapidly growing is solar. From a low base, but starting to bulk up now. Also very strong growth in biomass sources of energy, where you use waste materials or you grow materials specifically for generating energy. And, of course, that's recycling carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So the China story is different, changed radically, and it will not be very long before coal use for electricity has reached a peak. In fact, it's not out of the question that total coal use will peak not much for energy, for electricity generation, will peak not much above the level in 2011.
There will still be a requirement, though, for China to come on board then for things like carbon capture and storage.
Oh, yes, and China recognises this. A majority of the expenditure on research, development and commercialisation of carbon capture and storage is now in China. So they are making a commitment to that. They are trying to find a future for coal because China has coal resources, and they recognise that the only future is alongside capturing safely the emissions, which might be in geological structures, as we discussed earlier. It might be in biological structures, using carbon dioxide to enhance biological growth, for example, algae, and using that as a source of fuel.
Well, how long do you see the future for the use of fossil fuels in the energy mix?
Oh, the use will be there for a long time, but it will be a declining. First of all, a declining proportion, and then declining absolutely unless carbon capture and storage works. Australia has a huge interest in the success of carbon capture and storage, either geological, biological, or in industrial uses, because we have such large coal resources. But we shouldn't be foolish and romantic and think that because we've got a lot of coal, it will always have a future. It's a conditional future. It's conditional on us avoiding venting the carbon emissions into the atmosphere.
And the role of nuclear energy in the global energy mix, you see that as a low emissions energy? You see it's going to grow?
It is a low emissions energy and it is growing rapidly. Most importantly, it's growing rapidly in the big developing countries. It may be that quite a high proportion of the growth in Chinese and Indian power ends up being nuclear. China is investing in nuclear plants at a faster rate than any other part of the world ever has. Now, it's actually investing more and at a faster rate than any country has invested in nuclear, but wind is growing faster. That just shows how all of the And absolutely, wind is adding more each year at the moment to total capacity, and wind produces more power in China than nuclear. But nuclear is huge and growing very rapidly. Yes, it's an important part of the future, especially in those two countries, which in the absence of nuclear and renewables would be challenged to meet their energy needs without fossil fuels.